This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 11/15/21, show number 340. Well, Nick, it's that time of the month again.
It certainly is, Kerry. Options expiration for November is this Friday, and that tells me that this will likely be a week of institutional game playing, especially in the popular stocks. That's what we normally look for. Traders should watch out for lots of rumors. Most of them are going to be false. We're also going to get lots of ridiculous upgrades, downgrades. You could even see some wild geopolitical events. I wouldn't rule that out. We've seen that plenty of times prior. And why not let it happen again in this wild west of a government that we're living in? So you should watch for stocks that are in the stratosphere. They're likely to get pullbacks. We see that going on today in stocks like Tesla and Google and others. And then you watch stocks that are, you know, down in the gutter. Very, very often they can get bounces. So it's one of those weeks where Options X is just going to be a Wild West week. And I think you just got to be prepared for that.
All right. Well, Options X kind of says it all, and rumors and everything else. And then you just so happens that Musk chose like this week and last week to reduce his holdings in Tesla. So that's got to be good for some mileage too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's no doubt about that. Look how that coincides right around the options expiration period. It just never ceases to fail. It happens each and every month. It doesn't necessarily happen in Tesla, but it'll happen in some other equity. We'll hear about some other story going on. It's just rather amazing how all these things happen right around options expiration.
And so Nick, like, Tesla, all right, that really is the bellwether stock of this rally, going back years already, of this bull market rally. What can that stock tell us about the market itself?
Well, it's a market leader, and anytime market leaders start to fall off the cliff, you always want to be aware, because there are usually just a handful of stocks that will take you higher and a handful that will, when they lose leadership, it'll take the whole market down. And Tesla is one of those leaders. So right now, when you look at this stock going from a high, which was just about 10 days ago, was trading, I believe, at around $1,243. It's now under $1,000. It's trading at $986. This is a stock that could easily pull back to $850. So, you know, that has a lot weighs on the market psyche, and that can affect other equities because people start to get margin calls. They bought at the highs. They jumped in when the stock was on fire, and now it's the fire is being put out, and Elon Musk is selling it himself. So it definitely weighs on the market psychology going forward.
Well, you know, he's only selling his shares, Nick, because his Twitter followers voted for him to sell them, right?
That's right. I mean, you got to chuckle at some of the stuff this guy puts out on Twitter. Should I sell more stock? What do you think? He's like he's taking their advice. You just have to laugh at this. But he's the P.T. Barnum of our day. I mean, this guy knows how to get a rise out of people.
Hey, and the SEC just really can't touch him. They don't want.
He's untouchable. This guy is Teflon. You can't go near him. He is really just he's in a class all by himself right now.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. But P.T. Barnum is very apt, or maybe W.C. Fields.
Yeah. It's really remarkable though what he's able to do, and he has, you know, he probably has the biggest Twitter presence and the whole on social media. So anything he says, not only does it go out to the Twitterverse, but it goes out to all the publications out there. Everybody hears about it. So it's rather remarkable what he's able to accomplish. I mean, he's almost as effective as Trump was with a tweet.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? He really can set markets tumbling. He can make cryptos go up in a single bound. He's really the Superman of many markets here. And a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah, you really have to enjoy it, but it is quite something. And again, this stock is one of the names that are going to be all over the map this week, so keep an eye on Tesla.
Yeah, well, what I love is the fact that he really is beating all these legacy companies. I know we don't talk about fundamentals here much, but being that I own a Tesla now, I can talk about it. He's beating all the legacy automakers at their own game. He's ununionized. He opens up these factories that produce amounts of cars that have never been seen in the history of automation since Henry Ford started his assembly line way back when, I guess it was the end of the 1800s, early 1900s. We never saw anything like this before.
Yeah, and I got to say, you know, he has really done a remarkable job when you think about it. It's you know, the company is a trillion-dollar company. It's the fastest company to ever reach $1 trillion. I think it took less than 18 years. Microsoft, Apple took 40 years to get to a trillion-dollar market cap. What he's done with the company has been just absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, and they'll come close to 50% to 80% more cars produced while other manufacturers are cutting back because they can't find materials, they can't find chips, you know, the whole thing, the whole story that we've been shovel-ready, whatever you want to call it. But yet he manages to keep increasing the output of vehicles. Well, I just think it's interesting because every decade has its bellwether stock. We go back to the 70s, for much of it was IBM and Xerox. And then in the 80s, I'm trying to remember who it was.
General Electric.
Yeah, General Electric. 90s, you had like Microsoft coming out of there and HP. And then in the 2000s, you know, early 2000s, it was Google and then Facebook. And now we are, the bellwether is really Tesla.
Yeah, yeah. Every stock holds a leadership position. You know, we didn't mention Apple there, but Apple did.
Apple too, yeah.
Yeah, Apple, along with Google, really changed the game. They put Research in Motion, which was the maker of the BlackBerry, out of business. They're not out of business. They're still operating, but, you know, obviously it's not what it once was. But, you know, Tesla has really taken over, and Elon Musk is the face of that. So you may as well call him the new Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate thing. You know, all these guys, they have the ability to manipulate the reality field and get people to produce things they never believed they could do. Everyone said that Steve Jobs was a real SOB, but when it came to getting people to produce things that they never believed they could, he was the master at it. Well, anyway, enough philosophy for one day. If you want to figure out how to play this game properly, you got to go over to inthemoneystocks.com, see how Nick has beaten the averages for decades. Check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz, and shoot us your emails to KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.